Welcome to What Do You Say with Dr. Eric J., a bi-monthly podcast where Superintendent Dr. Eric B. Coates talks about a variety of topics related to public schools, education, and more. During each episode, he welcomes a guest where they discuss a monthly theme. Tune in to hear what they have to say. And now your host, Superintendent of the William Penn School District, Dr. Eric J. B. Coates.
Welcome to the very first episode of What Do You Say with Dr. Eric J. My name is Dr. Eric J. B. Coates, and I am the superintendent of the William Penn School District here in Lansdowne, Pennsylvania. And today I'm here just to share with you about my experiences working and advocating for public schools. You know, I really love connecting with and talking with different people and hearing what they have to say. So each episode, I will interview a guest, which will be centered around a theme. And so today, I really want to focus on the theme of family. I think that's very, very important as we think about the beginning of Black History Month and the significance of family in the Black community. So today, I'm extremely proud, and I do mean extremely proud, to introduce to some, and I know some may already know this great community member, Miss Bonnie Breeze Bentham, as my first guest. So stay tuned, and you'll hear more about our conversation. So, who is Dr. Eric J? You know, I'm an only child raised by a single mother in the inner city of Baltimore, Maryland. We did not really have much, but one of the things that we did have was a sense of family. And there was definitely a sense of love and dedication in the household. And so that's a little bit about me. But today we're going to learn more about what's happening in our community. So I'm going to ask you just to stay tuned, and we'll be right back with our guest, Miss Bonnie Breeze Bentham. So Miss Bentham, welcome. And I'm so glad that you're here for my first podcast.
Thank you so much, Dr. B. Coates, for inviting me. Or should I say, Dr. Eric J.
We'll go with Dr. Eric J. That sounds fine to me. Dr. Eric J. is great. You know, Ms. Bentham, I don't know if you remember or not, but when I first started in this district, you and I sat and I talked with you just about the district, and you talked with me about the different hats that you wear in Delaware County. So if you would, introduce yourself to our community or to those who may be listening to the podcast today.
Hello to the Lansdowne area and the William Penn School District family. It is a great honor to be here with you. I always give you all, especially the staff and working community, accolades for the jobs that they do in the William Penn Area School District. And I have to say, as a union person, congratulations on winning the Fair Funding Formula case. You all were at the lead of that, and I am just so proud to be a teacher and also a teacher in the Philadelphia School District, but also on the executive board of the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers. So those are two hats that I wear. I am still a public school educator in the classroom teaching seniors English language arts, which is a culmination of everything that children need to communicate. I'm also the founder and chairwoman of my own organization, A Matter of Expression, where I help young ladies pursue STEM studies by providing supplies, resources, textbooks, and just motivation to girls, mostly in Ghana, Africa. However, my reach has never stopped right here in Delaware County and Philadelphia. As far as Delaware County is concerned, I'm an elected, and I serve the entire county as a state committee member for the political party that I have chosen for myself. So if you know me, if you research me, if you Google me, you'll find out what that political party is. Politics is what it is, and I'm a part of that. Dr. Eric J. met me when I was serving the Delaware County Black Caucus as the education chair. So I was always looking inside schools out in Delaware County and how Black children and families were treated, were supported, were nurtured, were educated. And so that's a little bit about me. I probably left something out, but that's okay.
Well, as you can see, this is why I wanted to talk with Bonnie Breeze Bentham, because as you can tell just from what she shared with us today, she has a lot of knowledge. She has a lot of experience, and I think that's very, very important. And when we think about, for me, Black History Month, I think it's also important to celebrate those people who are in our communities who have made a difference. So Bonnie, I just want to start with one question. Talk with me a little bit about why you think it's important to celebrate Black history, and how is it important for students to know about the background or understand or learn about Black history?
Well, it's important. I have to think about Ghana and one of the Adinkra symbols and the bird, the Sankofa bird. If you don't know where you came from, you definitely don't know where you're going and how far your trajectory can take you based upon your bloodline. Prior to your now, and your legacy afterward is a big deal. Black history trying to be left off the tables right now across this country it's on purpose so that young people have no idea of the power that they hold. I think that at some point we've gotten off track to what is really important besides a $200 pair of sneakers and a 65-inch television, and work toward building our spirits, building our children from the inside out, and taking time at tables and just sitting and talking to our children, communing with our children almost. It's just so important, and I believe that it's a part of the Black family that has almost been forgotten because we shared, well, my mother and father, mostly my mother, shared with my sister and I who did what prior to our childhood and how we could take from what they did and be better women afterward. So that's very important. And I'd like to say too, I did forget to say that I'm working on my PhD right now in global education. And my dissertation is on teachers' perceptions of encouragement and support given to Black girls as they pursue STEM studies at the high school level. And I'm looking at schools both in Philadelphia and also Ghana, Africa. In Ghana, they don't particularly look at color and race, where here we do. And that was spawned because I had to go to the dentist one time. in Ghana. And the dentist asked me, based on the conversation we were having, why didn't I teach science?
Mm.
And I looked at that man and I said, oh, that's an American history lesson. I don't have time for that. And then I just moved on. But that left, that was a seed that was left in me and rooted. And I have to say, before I say another word, my mother passed away September 2022. I'm the writer in the family. They come to me for all of that. So talking about family and Black history, I had to go through my mother's belongings to find things to write for her obituary, because she wasn't one that took care of that ahead of time. And I'll say, you need to take care of that families ahead of time, because she was a college-educated woman, a college graduate, and she did not write and prepare for death and dying. I found my mother's first resume when she moved from Durham, North Carolina, to the Philadelphia area. My mother was a double major. She majored in foods and nutrition and institutional management. And in today's society, or yesterday's society, when she graduated, that's home economics, but she was not a teacher. But she was also a general science major. I had no idea that my mother had a dual major bachelor's degree coming out of college in the 1950s in America. And here I am doing this doctoral work. It's almost as if full circle. So you asking me that question of why it's important, why is history important, why is Black history important for our children? My mother never shared that with us.
Interesting. Interesting.
And here I am working on a dissertation and working in this field, and it applies to me. It applies to me because my mother was one of those young women who did not get supported and encouraged to pursue her science part of her degree. But we ate well, I tell you that.
So, wow, that was, you know, that was some really insightful things that you shared there. And I guess when I think about, you know, what you shared, and I just think about this year's theme for Black History Month, and it's African Americans and the arts, which I think is very significant as well. But you were talking about, you know, the sciences, but I think the arts is definitely important. From your perspective, is there someone who really stands out to you that's an African, that's an African American that's in the arts? Or do you have a favorite book, song, TV show? What resonates with you when you think about African Americans and the arts?
Well, one thing, I knew you were going to ask me which African American was was important to me, but I didn't know I was going to go with the twist of the arts.
Okay.
However, because I'm a communications major, and English and literature is a focus for me because of what I do in the classroom every day. I have to say Toni Morrison is excellent, Maya Angelou. And in today's society, we're looking at Amanda Gorman, who is just blowing up all over. And she's such a deep thinker. And she has been seeded with the history of Black people, that she's taken it And she's just walking on it and allowing us to walk with her in comfort, in knowledge, in growth, in blooming toward what comes next for Black youth and Black people. So those three. However, I always talk about Barbara Jordan. Barbara Jordan is really important. But she wasn't a part of the arts. But if you listen to her speak, her oratory skills are bar none.
Yes.
For someone who came out of Texas, and also Shirley Chisholm. But I could go down the line because they're all my sorors in the Omega Mega chapter.
Okay.
Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. And also, there's a huge history, Black history, in even sororities and fraternities in this country, and how we are connected. We call each other not only sorors, but sisters. We're part of a sisterhood. And so I am not alone. I do not walk alone. Even when I feel like I'm by myself, I am not alone, because all these women are connected to me based upon one sorority. And for that, I'm grateful. I'm just so grateful.
Well, we definitely have some similarities. I am a member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. And I would say to you that we do have a brotherhood. And you need that brotherhood in this day and age. Someone to lean on, someone to call, another man that's experiencing some of the things that you may be experiencing. And how do you just take that advice or take that guidance? So, you know, I greatly appreciate you sharing that. And, you know, and I'll share that one of the people that I would really love to just sit down and talk with. And some people may think, well, why is this, you know, an historical figure? But is our former president, Barack Obama. I would enjoy the opportunity just to have a conversation with him and to just think a little bit and learn a little bit more about his experiences, because what you see always on television or what you see in the media is not always what the real deal is behind the scenes. And just reading some of his books and understanding who he is as a person, that would be someone that I would really enjoy or want to have the opportunity to spend some time with, most definitely. So you've shared a lot with us today. And, you know, on my first segment of What Do You Say with Dr. Eric J. And I guess my last question for you, Ms. Bentham, would be, soon to be Dr. Bentham. That just sounds so good, doesn't it?
Yes.
That sounds great. So if you could go to dinner with someone from Black history, who would that be and why?
That's a really big question. And I would really say the late Congresswoman Barbara Jordan, because against so many odds, she still rose to the top and rose to the occasions that people thought were not even possible to get to. And like you said about President Barack Obama, what was going through her head? What gave her the shield, the armor, to continue on, despite, I know, the arrows and darts that were being thrown her way? Who was her anchor? You know, in the Black communities and Black families, we talk about a higher power all the time. But oftentimes, there's somebody right there on the ground, boots on the ground, that is helping us, holding us, pushing us to the next level of our own destinies. Because oftentimes I'm hesitant to do the next thing. And someone is always there in my ear saying, you can do this. Try it. Go forth. And I always wonder what it was for her. I just admire her. But she's not the only one. But right now, Barbara Jordan has been in my mind about that. But then I'm going to go back to you talking about President Barack Obama, because I don't know if you know, Dr. Eric J., that I was a teacher that was able to ask him a question in the White House in 2009.
I did not know that.
Yes, all right. I was sent by the American Federation of Teachers. Only 10 teachers had the opportunity to go.
Awesome.
And he had a town hall. Because he was trying to still be a senator in the White House. and I think that was his only one he ever did. And I was able to ask him a question. And I just shared it with students in my classroom today. Because I'll say this out loud on the microphone. I teach politically local in my classroom with seniors, because many of them will be first-time voters. And I based the reading off of Nicole Hannah Jones's the 1619 Project, and I take it from the chapter politics, because I say there will be no insurrectionists coming out of my classroom. So that's where, that's why Barbara Jordan is important to me. When you heard anybody who heard her voice, they stopped and listened. They stopped and listened. And I don't think it mattered if, you know, what she looked like, what the color of her skin was, what her preference was in her life. And that she was in the deep, deep South.
South. She was.
Deep, deep South. Yeah.
I believe there's going to be a movie portraying her life. Wow. If I'm not mistaken, I think I've seen that.
Wonderful.
Very much so. Very much so. Well, you know, I think we have definitely talked about some great things today. And interestingly, you said something else about your mom that we have in common. You said your mom came from Durham, North Carolina. I actually used to live in Durham, North Carolina for several years. And I served that community for a period of time as the superintendent there as well. So we definitely have some commonalities.
So you have to know my aunt then, Jeannie Lucas. She was the first Black state senator in North Carolina.
I do know. I know exactly who you're talking about.
She is my mother's sister.
Wow, it is a small world, isn't it?
That is my bloodline legacy.
Yep.
That's my legacy.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Wonderful.
Well, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed sitting here. I've learned something more about you today.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed this conversation. I'm just glad that you're here.
Really glad that you're here. William Penn School District just does not know how fortunate they are, or maybe they do already, but your professional legacy speaks for itself, because the work that you have done also in the Philadelphia School District, people still speak very highly of you. So, you know, I'm going to toot your horn before I get off this microphone, because they all speak highly of you, and I didn't really know you either. But I'm glad that you're here, and I'm glad that you're here for these young people and for the staff, because the superintendent doesn't just deal with children. You deal with adults, too.
Very much so.
Thank you.
No, I want to thank you, and thank you for those words. I greatly appreciate it. I want to thank you for taking the time to tune in, everyone, to our first episode of What Do You Say with Dr. Eric J. It means a lot to me, and it is really important to me to connect with as many community members as possible, to share information, to learn, to discuss, understand what's happening in our community. Again, I want to say thank you to today's guest, Ms. Bonnie Breeze Bentham, soon to be Dr. Bonnie Breeze Bentham. I'm going to speak things into existence, for joining me today. And before I go, there's a little something I just want to leave, and I call them nuggets. When you work in education, you know, the year becomes very routine. You know what to expect. September means you're coming back to school. December means it's winter break. June means that school is getting ready to get out. And in between there's a lot of planning, scheduling, meeting, discussing, etc. But I want to go beyond the routine of it all and reflect a little bit deeper. And as I launch this podcast in February, I just really want everyone to think about their family. Think about your legacy. Think about your history and where you come from. If you aren't sure, if you don't know, ask the question. Sit down and take some time to talk to someone in your family about your background. Because when you fail to understand where you've come from, you will repeat some of the same things that have happened. So that's what I ask you today. And understand that your family is very, very important. Family are those individuals that help to build emotional support for you when you may be having those rough days. They also help us to preserve our cultural history, and they also support us on a social as well as an economic standpoint. So again, I thank you for joining me on my first segment, but more importantly, remember and think about your family, because at the end of the day, what I always tell people is your family is what's most important. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you for joining Dr. B. Coates for his bi-monthly podcast. Please join us again for the next episode of What Do You Say with Dr. Eric J.